Air travel delayed along the east coast of the United States as unpaid air traffic controllers call out from work. The same day a second paycheck is missed by federal employees after two failed attempts in the U.S. Senate to reopen the government. That was the critical mass needed to move President Trump to reopen the government through February 15th, but without border wall funding.
Over the next 21 days, I expect that both Democrats and Republicans will operate in good faith. This is an opportunity for all parties to work together for the benefit of our whole beautiful, wonderful nation.
21 days for federal employees to get paid and for lawmakers to negotiate a border security deal the president was clear must still include that wall.
The walls we are building are not medieval walls. They are smart walls. We do not need 2,000 miles of concrete wall from sea to shiny sea. We never did. We never proposed that.
Trump's agreement to reopen the government to discuss border security was the demand from Democrats throughout the history-making 36-day standoff.
The American people do not like it when you throw a wrench into the lives of government workers over an unrelated political dispute. Hopefully now the president has learned his lesson.
Republican leadership called for Democrats to honor those demands.
I hope our Democratic friends will stay true to the commitment they've stated constantly over the past weeks, that once government was reopened, they'd be perfectly willing to negotiate in good faith on a full year government funding that would include a significant investment in urgently needed border security measures, including physical barriers.
But House Speaker Nancy Pelosi made it clear Democrats' essential position against funding a wall has not changed.
But our unity is our power, and that is what maybe the president underestimated.
Trump weighed declaring a national emergency at the border to obtain the funds for a wall. He later warned that was still a possibility if negotiations don't work out.
We're going to work with the Democrats, we're going to see. And if we can't do that, then we'll do, obviously, we're going to do the emergency, because that's what it is. It's a national emergency.
A sign progress on the ongoing immigration debate is only temporary. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.